Tomorrow, near Salt Lake City, a dozen women will race for the right to represent the United States in the first ever Olympic women's bobsled competition. American women are expected to do well at that premiere next month. They are ranked among the best bobsledders in the world. NPR's Howard Berkus focuses on one competitor in the first occasional report previewing the 2002 Winter Olympics.
Bonnie Warner spent three Olympics sliding down icy, snake-like flumes, face up and feet first on a skimpy luge sled, but she never won a medal. Now at 39, with a three-year-old at home and a job as a pilot with United Airlines, Warner's launched her final quest for an Olympic medal, this time face first and crouched in the sleek red fiberglass of a USA bobsled.
The track is now clear. Bobsled start for USA 2.
In spiked shoes, skin-tight Lycra, and helmets, Warner grips the push bar at the side of the sled, while her pusher and brakeman grabs the handles at the rear.
It's clear that women have finally reached some equality here within the Olympic movement, if we can crack into the male bastion of bobsled. I always tell people when I'm flying, the airplane doesn't know if it's a male or a female at the controls, and neither does the bobsled. It's really no different.
The Warner bobsled shoots out of one bank turn and into another, approaching 80 miles an hour, the G-forces slamming her into the sled in under a minute on the ice.
The original resistance with bobsled was that the men thought women couldn't handle it, but obviously we've proved them wrong.
Is there anything in flying an airplane and piloting an airplane that helps you pilot a bobsled or vice versa?
Well, I think one of the big things that when you compare flying and bobsledding is both of them, you're in a constant quest for perfection. And because I'm constantly keeping my brain going in the summertime by flying and then coming here in bobsled, it's a lot of quick thinking and reacting with your hands. That's probably the biggest similarity.
And what transferred from luge?
Luge athletes tend to be very good bobsledders. In fact, right now in the world standings, the top four drivers are all lugers. And that's because we spend a lot of time in luge feeling the ice as we drive, so we know where to put the sled. A luge sled is a lot more precise than a bobsled, so if you can be good in a luge putting it somewhere, then you can really be good in a bobsled.
The track is now clear. Bobsled start for USA 3.
American teammate Jean Racine also switched from luge and ranks with Warner among the top three American drivers and the top six in the world. The third American on those lists is Jill Bakken, a bobsled veteran and pioneer who's been driving 7 years. But only two drivers will get to compete for the U.S. Olympic team because Olympic rules limit each nation to two women's sleds. Bonnie Warner.
It's fun and frustrating to be part of the U.S. team because we're all so good and somebody's going to be left behind, and that's the only sad thing. The good thing is that we train with the best in the world every day because we are the best in the world.
German and Swiss women will challenge that assessment at the Games, but long before the Olympics, at the women's bobsled trials tomorrow and Saturday, Warner and Racine must prove themselves again, this time with new pushers. Racine dumped her best friend and bobsled and marketing partner Jen Davidson last week, saying she's been too slow at the start. Warner's pusher then defected to Racine. Some characterize this last-minute juggling as a sordid soap opera, but it's also indicative of the tough competitive spirit usually taken for granted in men.
Bobsled in track.
Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
There's more on Bonnie Warner on the website, npr.org.